The passing of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II has shone a spotlight onto the royal family's relationship with the Commonwealth. Australians have received the news of Her Majesty's passing with sometimes a mixed reception. Earlier in the year, the perception of the Queen and the royal family were quite different. We have a look at how they've changed over the year. Jono Wakeley has this report.
The Queen's passing has generated a wide range of thoughts and emotions both within Australia and across the world broadly. Whilst many in Australia are fond of the royal family, regions across the world have wildly varied perceptions of the monarchy and its place in their history. Jamaica, for instance, has announced plans to sue the UK government for $1 billion for reparations due to the role they played in the slave trade. When Prince William last visited the former British colony, he was told bluntly by the Prime Minister of Jamaica that their country, and the Caribbean broadly, were moving away from the British monarchy. But in many of the colonies affected worst by British imperialism, opinion varies greatly. When Queen Elizabeth was 31 years old, the British government had 1.5 million Kenyans in concentration camps. The suppression of the Mau Mau Rebellion led to castrations, rapes, and tens of thousands of deaths. Survivors of this tragedy went on to sue the British government for $20 million. Many Kenyans today have not forgotten the brutal legacy of the British in their country, holding resentment and spite against Her Majesty. Yet still, in the capital Nairobi, flags were flown at half-mast in her honour. Elizabeth did, after all, begin her reign in Kenya on tour when she learned of her father's passing in 1952. And back home, Indigenous scholars too have aired condolences and grievances. Ngunnawal elder Auntie Violet Sheridan, who led the welcome to country at King Charles Proclamation at Parliament House, paid her condolences, stating,
"I was born under her rule right up until she passed. In her 70 years as Queen, she visited Australia 16 times. No matter what your views, Queen Elizabeth lived a life of service, and she was also a loving wife, mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother. King Charles III takes over from his mother, and we know he will be thoughtful in his rule."
Aboriginal Tent Embassy Ambassador Gwenda Stanley said she can't mourn something that has colonised us for so many generations. Opinions held by Indigenous Australians in regards to Queen Elizabeth's life and reign vary greatly and are far too complex to condense here. The death of Her Majesty has been a grimly anticipated event for quite some time, as her rule extended into the twilight years of her life. Earlier this year, I questioned members of the public to find out how they would feel if the Queen were to pass. Many people felt that they would be deeply sad, that the passing of the Queen would be the end of an era, and that she was a valuable public servant.
Oh, wow. I would feel, like, very shocked because she's just been around for such a long time. Mm. Yeah, especially since she got COVID. That made me a little worried as well. Like, whether you hate her or not, she's just become a very big influential figure. And the fact that she's still alive today and that I'm, like, 19 years old is unthinkable. So, yeah, I would be pretty shocked.
A little bit sad, I think. She's been a big part of our country and a big part of our sort of history. I'm not particularly into the monarchy, but nevertheless, Elizabeth has done a pretty nice job.
Oh, my God, stop. I'm English, so, like... No. No, I'd be very sad. I think she's so cute, but, like, she doesn't really play a part in my life, so... But, yeah, I'd be disappointed, be devastated for her. She's so cute.
When talking to people who felt like they would be saddened by her passing, many felt they knew the Queen, like she was a distant friend, a constant in their life they could rely on. Others valued what she stood for, her status, and her work in charity. But most others felt her passing would have no relation to them. It would have no bearing. The vast majority of respondents said that they would be indifferent.
Well, I've got my own problems.
It wouldn't affect me, to be honest. Yeah, not at all.
Why so?
I don't know. I don't really follow politics or anything like that, so yeah, it wouldn't affect me in the nicest way possible.
So knowing what people thought earlier in the year, I wanted to go out again and see if perspectives have changed. I asked people how they felt after Her Majesty's passing. Many people too felt indifferent.
Truly, I kind of feel nothing at all. I guess it's a bit of an end of an era. We sort of miss a bit of a feminist motif with the Queen dying and a King taking over, but that's really just stuff and nonsense, I think.
It's pretty upsetting that the Queen died. I didn't really follow it too much, but, you know, she did well for the 70 years, yeah. Yeah.
Not sure, to be honest. Don't really, yeah, not fast.
I couldn't care. She's just a person.
I feel pretty bad for the family and all, but yeah, no, it doesn't really affect me that much.
I also truly feel nothing. I think it's a bit funny.
Whilst many on the streets here feel like Queen Elizabeth didn't have much of an impact on their lives, flags across the country have been flown at half-mast and an outpouring of love and respect has been shown. The royal family continues to be a widely varied topic of opinion, even after the Queen's death.
Jono Wakeley out on the streets of Sydney and ending that report.